This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The building in Queens where a woman was killed by a flying piece of plywood in heavy wind is no stranger to trouble. Yesterday's slushing tragedy was another, though. One of those incidents that keep New Yorkers with their eyes above in windy weather like this. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has the update. He's live this morning in Queens.
Yeah, we're here on Main Street in Flushing, which, really, this neighborhood pulses with life. We're right across from the library. There's a bustling stretch of shops and businesses here. Well, yesterday morning, the wind roared around the corner at 41st Road and pried loose a huge piece of plywood from a dilapidated two-story building. The falling debris struck and killed a 67-year-old woman. Arnold catches the bus here every day.
That's where the state bus stops at. And yeah, I mean, that is really frightening. I mean, it's terrifying.
The Department of Buildings issued a violation. There have been many complaints about this property in the past. The Buildings Department also made the owner erect a scaffold and a sidewalk shed. Crews finished putting that up just a couple of hours ago. Yesterday afternoon, also in Midtown, there was another incident. The wind launched debris from a building under construction. The projectile pierced the roof of a taxi. No one was hurt. Live in Flushing, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The wife of candidate Andrew Yang, a presidential candidate, is among dozens of women who are accusing a Columbia doctor of sexual assault. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live on that story this morning from outside the hospital.
And Wayne, for years, Evelyn Yang was known only as Jane Doe in the criminal complaint brought by the Manhattan District Attorney against Dr. Robert Haddon in 2016. She has never gone public until now.
This is very hard to come out with, but I hope it's, and I have to believe that it's worth it.
In an interview on CNN, Yang detailed her encounter with Haddon while she was 7 months pregnant with the couple's first child.
He proceeded to grab me over to him and undress me and examine me internally, ungloved.
In a plea deal with a Manhattan DA, Haddon had to register as a sex offender but escaped jail time and went on to abuse more women. Yang says she feels betrayed by the same office who went easy at first on Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein.
What's next for the Mets? The team has cut ties with its new manager. Higher-ups made it clear they didn't want constant questions about baseball sign stealing scandal. Mark Melusis from the fans' Moose and Maggie show tells us he thinks the departure of Carlos Beltran was an overreaction.
I don't think Mets fans cared. I really don't. And not saying that Beltran was this beloved former Met. He's not Mike Piazza, but I think the Mets could have withstood it. And I think they overthought this one a little bit. I think they would have maybe taken a little bit of a hit. But I don't think we're looking at the Mets or any baseball team to be the moral compass and protector of the sport and integrity and this and that. It wasn't on their watch. This was not a Met problem. This is a Stros problem. This is a Boston Red Sox problem. They made a hire. They should have done more of their due diligence on Carlos Beltran. They should not have been caught flat-footed with his role in this scandal with the Houston Astros. But, you know, I really believe that he should have remained as manager and got an opportunity to manage this team in 2020.
We have earned ourselves a very pretty morning on this Friday. Cold, though. Here's the WCBS Extrogen forecast from Craig Allen.
Yeah, pretty, but you don't think so. That's not the first thing that comes to mind when you step outside. The words that come to mind are not exactly printable or could be verbally used right
ahead.
Now.
Oh, go ahead. It's only radio.
It is cold, all right? It is 23 degrees right now in Patterson, as well as the city. 21 degrees in Norwalk, 18 degrees in East Fishkill on the island, 23 degrees in Brookhaven, and down the Jersey Shore we have 25 at Neptune. Sunny most of the day today, windy and quite cold, 28 to 32. You see, that's the problem. It is the wind which is still bringing the wind chills down into the single digits for most of the area, and I just noticed that at Queens College it is northwest at 24 gusting, just had a gust to 53 miles per hour. The wind chill there is 9. For tonight, increasing clouds, 16 to 22. Saturday, winter weather advisory from the city on north and west. Thickening clouds with snow developing by afternoon. The temperature will slowly climb towards 30, but with cold ground and temperatures below freezing through the afternoon, it's going to stick. And we could pick up a 1 to 3 inch snowfall for the city and the coast. Lowest amounts down the Jersey Shore and eastern sections of Long Island. And the higher amounts of 3 to possibly as much as 6 will be found north and west of 287 and north of the Merritt, because it will last as snow longer before any kind of change to rain. And then it ends Saturday night. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds. It's a windy 35 to 40. Again, 23 in the city, and even the city wind chill right now is 11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.